I think thank you so much, Shubham, for getting into my podcast. I think I know you are a pretty, pretty busy person. So I just means like, while there are some people listening to this podcast when we release it, so you can just share me your intro so that people going to understand more about you, and then we can go with some of the Q&A kind of things, Shubham.
Sure. So as you have already known me, that my name is Shubham Khandelwal, and I have been into data analytics for about 4 years, and I've started my career. So before starting my career, I was a mechanical engineer. I'm a mechanical engineer by education, and my graduation and passed out in 2017. And after that, I joined a very niche startup, the startup which was growing on its own at that moment of time. And we were 10 people in the company. It is called as the Math Company. So I joined that. And after joining there, I got started to get an exposure towards data science and analytics later. And there I got started into understanding what does the data mean and how the industry is going towards, and why people are looking forward towards that data science and those solutions, which are definitely going to impact their business decisions later on. So this is something which made me very curious and made me very inquisitive about the fact that how can we help our businesses develop more, and they can improve their services in future. So that is something which made me very enthusiastic about this particular field. And solution development is something which I always wanted to do. And this is where I headed towards. And in terms of being 4 years in my industry so far, I have worked with retail, CPG and airlines clients majorly. And in those particular fields, I have worked on different technical statistics, technical expertise, which is involving towards the math and algorithms as well, and different tech stacks as well. So this is something which I have been focused in my last 4 years, and hopefully we can have a meaningful discussion going on here.
Yeah. Right. So one more small thing, Shubham, when you say like you're mechanical, even I know you, right? When I've been to Math Company, right? The way you are coding is like you are very good at programming. I'm able to sense that when you are doing all that. So as a mechanical, how you got your interest into programming? What are all the challenges you faced into data science? I think this is something, while there are a lot of people, or there is one question from a lot of people stating that I'm mechanical, am I suitable to be into this field of data analytics or data science? So how exactly, what are the challenges you faced, and how exactly you are able to move into it?
Yes. I think this is definitely one of the starter questions I had with my mentors as well. And I was very anti-coding at that point of time. And I was like more into physical things, which is why I was so enthusiastic about physics as well. But I think coding is something which is like people used to say, it is a logical programming, and everything comes with a logic. If you have a logic, it will be very suitable for you to write a code. And now in terms of writing a code, I used to feel very scared because of the fact that there was Java, C, and which were very hard to understand at that point of time. And to be very honest, how data science has evolved, the way Python has bring up its own capabilities of being very intuitive, being very easily available support as well. There are multiple communities which are helping us to develop Python more, and majorly towards data science. And when I started 4 years back, Python was on boom to understand that how data analytics can be improvised moving on in terms of the computational efficiency as well, even though implementing small algorithms as well very quickly over Python. So earlier there was a boom of R, now there and later on it became Python, and maybe in future something else will come up. But the only key thing is that we have to be very curious and adaptive to the new technologies, whatever may come up next. But to say it at the least, how we start to get the coding done, I think this is something which was very hard at the first time, but it became very easier later. And by meaning hard, I think there are certain tech stacks like Python and R, which are very intuitive to understand. And there is very good support available to go through that.
Right. Great, Shubham. So now I think the very first into data science. And like, even I came to know one more, maybe before going to that question, I just want to ask, like, you are doing some mentoring to your colleagues and all these people into the field of data science. So how you are doing it, how you are guiding them? I'm into this mentoring kind of stuff, right? I'm curious to know about that, Shubham. And even there are a lot of people, they are trying to get into data science. Even, you know, right? Even you do hire people and you know your colleagues, what you expect and how you are mentoring. So the simple way, like when you mentor something, you know your expectations, right? Within a job role based on that you mentor it. So how you mentor it, that's what I just want to know.
Yep. I think the major quality which we require in particular field of data science is that solution development and how we experiment with our solutions. This is something okay. which is a key which I try to help others to understand it, why it is important.
Right.
And this is the final metric which I achieve to. But yeah, there are certain sub goals which I try to attribute this final goal to. But in overall, I would like to develop a particular solution more efficiently and more consumable for a business. So whenever I have my connects with my mentees or whenever I have discussions around that, so there are basic things and there are very key basic things, fundamental things which a data scientist is particularly looking for, which is, let's say, the math and algorithms, definitely key thing, which is about the basic statistics and algorithms, whatever works best for the business case, then understanding the business thoroughly to build up hypothesis and making the solution more solution consumable for the business in the end. And then definitely to have a support from the technology point. I think earlier, people used to build the models over Excel. Let's say that linear regression was used to be built over Excel in 90s. But now we have a very beautiful technologies to come up with building any. Now we are building deep learning models over Python. So this is something which is a very highly complex algorithm, but we have tech support now to build up those kind of solutions as well. So these are the three things. But if I have to take a very, very basic example, why these three things are important. So in this particular scenario, that when I mean solution development, that yes, looking at a particular, let's say, a distribution very clearly will help us understand to make a decision towards our model and further for our business. So if we are going to predict how many claims are going to come in next month in our services, in insurance services. So if we do not analyze that particular chart in past, if we do not try to understand how many claims have been done over a period of months in past, if we do not know a particular distribution of the output data, we will not be able to choose the right model at the first start itself. So this is something which comes under the exploratory analysis and which is a very fundamental knowledge to be procured using statistics. So if we know that distribution well enough, we will be able to get the model output very well enough. So this is something which is very basic I'm going through. But yeah, these are the three things which will help us complete the goal of solution development and having the final objective of experimenting with our solutions and giving the final solution for the business.
Good. So Shubham, one more thing, is there like deployment is a part of every data science? Means like when people are, most of the learners are thinking, if I learn some Python, if I learn statistics, if I learn some machine learning or some DevOps kind of thing, like deployment using some DevOps toolchain going to come into the play. So if I learn this kind of bunch of tools, I can be a data scientist. But one even important pattern I'm noticing in all the most of the learners are, they're good at stats or algorithms or whatever it may be, but they are unable to go with a proper questioning. They don't know when to use and where to use it. But that's what you people, like seniors, you always expect from a learner who is getting into the industry. You expect the kind of questioning, what exactly going with. Is it right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. In terms of answering your first question about the development, yes, the industry is moving towards development because of the two criteria is what I see. Now, business is trying to understand what if I make a small change in my model here by sitting at my office, if I want to make a small change into my independent variables, what will my output gonna look like? So if So currently, let's take an example right now that COVID is a very high situation in India as of now. And when we try to see that our models of forecasting is giving us the... So let's say a retailer is trying to understand the footfall in the retail shop as of now. So we are trying to understand that particular pattern. And now in that pattern, we have seen in past that people were coming from 9 to 9 in the morning till 9 in the evening. They were coming across all the time. And now due to lockdown restrictions imposed by the government, people are coming between 9 to 11, for an example.
Right.
So in those 2 hours, how much footfall I'm going to expect, and how can I be better prepared in that particular scenario? So if industry is moving that way, it is the business is impacted so suddenly, how can I make my model tweaked? So in that particular scenario, what they are looking for is that the solutions are adaptive to what I serve to the model, and that's how I can get the output and be better prepared. Even if the accuracy is 80% in terms of having the footfall from 9 to 9, it is not going to help me. Or if it is 99%, it is not going to help me. Either if I have an accuracy lesser than 99, which is, let's say, even if it is 70% for my footfall of 9 to 11, I'll still be better planned in that particular scenario. So those are the things which, if we provide the business in terms of the development in future, that yes, this is the front end which you are seeing, and these are the changes which you can do about in terms of helping your model predict better results for your use case. So that is first thing which business is looking for. And second criteria which I have seen so far is that the business is trying to understand what happens in backend. They are very keen to understand what happens. And this brings a low confidence when it comes to not presenting the right picture of the particular model or any particular analysis. So if we give that on a regular basis, and on a front-end visualization, so that brings the confidence, yes, these models are working fine, because let's say it has been 4 weeks and we have been giving the actual results so far. Whatever forecasted was done, it was meeting with our actuals nearly about, let's say, 90% or whatever the criteria is. If it gives 90%, then we are ready to consume it. If it doesn't give, let's try to go back, figure out what can be improved, and then we'll come back later to find out a better solution. So that the business feels confidence in terms of consuming those results. So these are the two criteria which I see when the development comes in. And now coming to the structure of how people are, the learners are transitioning their knowledge towards development as well. So we have understood so far, why do we need the front end or the development technologies right now in our learning repositories. But yes, this is something which has been seen in a trend that data scientists were there, just the data scientists, then there was a data engineering team who were developing these technologies to develop, to showcase the results to the businesses in the end. So this has been the journey so far. But how the industry is moving towards is, it is more towards the machine learning engineers, where there is a combined role of data scientists plus the data engineers as well, where we are building end-to-end, we can call it as a product, or we are building end-to-end business solution right from the scratch of having the inputs for the model and then giving the final output on our front end to the business stakeholders to take decisions and keep it adaptive to whatever their use case be. So this is where the industry is moving towards, and I think we are going to see a new career path going on.
Absolutely right, Shubham. So as a data scientist, what are all the challenges you face in your day-to-day life? Most of the people feel, I want to say one thing, like when I'm normally speaking with you, you are like busy, right? Even not only you, like most of the people who are into data role, they stay a lot of time busy. And every time you'll be having as a target as well, what exactly you need to achieve out of your machine learning or data science. So what are all the challenges you face? It's not only in lines of money, but it's as well as like challenges you face in your day-to-day life, right? How exactly you face in lines of data science and how you are coping up with all that. That's what I just want to know.
Yes. I think definitely challenges are there. Challenges may come from the data itself, that we have not received the data. And when we receive the data, we can see that, there are a lot of ambiguities in the data. There are missing values. The data is not rightly captured. Some data is completely missing for a particular day or two. And how we can cope up with that. Those kind of challenges are definitely going to be there in the data. But when we come through this, I see this in two stages, how I see a particular solution. So once we procure the data, we do a data analysis to understand what all data is trying to say there. By that, I mean that trying to understand the discrepancies observed in the data and then moving on towards the exploratory analysis. So this is one of the challenges in terms of identifying the discrepancies, what happened wrong, and so that we are adaptive towards in building our models as well. I would say in my experience, I have spent like 70% of my time in just understanding the data rather than finding out a best solution or best algorithm. Fit the data. So in those 70% of time, yes, the data is being a challenge. But right now, due to very good messaging technologies in terms of data, the ETL jobs and everything, they are running very successfully in big niche companies, which I have seen so far. So that is something which has been avoided now. So that 70% has been reduced to 40% because there is less discrepancies in the data.
Okay.
But still, those 40% is a good time to spend in the data just to analyze what a particular column is trying to say to us and what is the business requirement so that how we can take the column. So this is one of the biggest challenges which every data scientist at the start definitely feels, that how we can read this data, what can we do about it. So these are the few things which we try to understand, and this is one of the challenges. And now when it comes towards the second stage, where we have decided that this is the final data which we have, and now we want to build a particular model, let's say a very basic example of keeping that, how which customers are going to churn out of my system in the next month. So if we are trying to understand that, we have to build a classification model. In classification model, I want to understand which algorithm I'm going to choose. Should I use a logistic regression? Should I use a random forest? Should I use a simple decision tree? Or should I use any other classifier model here? So this is a question which comes to our mind all the time. So, and let's take an example of support vector machines in this particular scenario. So, if I have, this is something which I have experienced so far, that in terms of if we have high number of variables, and which is generally there in the text data because of the words, TF-IDF words, which we have. So, we have high number of variables in our data, and we are going to classify the less number of levels in the particular data, maybe yes or no, something like that. So, in this particular scenario, SVM has worked very well due to the algorithm, how it has been implemented. So that way, I have seen one particular example. But yes, in this particular stage, I have tried to understand what are the experiments which goes into it. If I build the models with all four algorithms, how much accuracy I'm getting and why I'm getting that. If I'm getting more accuracy, why I'm getting that lower accuracy in that particular model. So I will try to understand that. So if I try to understand that very deep, I will be adopting a different new algorithm. So let's say logistic regression failed for me in the first start. Now I will be moving on because of high number of variables, because of so regression always works when we choose the right models, right fields, and only the right fields. So if we choose that, then the logistic regression or any other regression technique will work the best. In this particular scenario, what will happen is if we do not go ahead with choosing the right regression variables, we are going to end up with a very bad model. So if we have understood that and we still want to go ahead of choosing all the variables and going ahead with the next step of choosing the best algorithm, what we can do is we can go ahead and choose for, let's say, a support vector machines here. And that will give better results if we want to avoid choosing the right set of variables. That is one of the examples. And further, yes, deep learning is there. If we have that capability, we can go ahead to build a deep learning classification model as well, which is going to generate the features rather than choosing the features. So if features are generated, if the models are learning well and the features are generated accurately in that, yes, we'll be getting the better results over there as well. So yeah, this is something which is a challenge every time, choosing the right algorithm and how to deal with the integrity, how to deal with the nitty-gritties of a data. So these are the two major challenges which are there in a general solution so far. And yeah, I think I would like to cover the deployment part when I am through with all the development exercises. But yeah, currently I can comment about the data science challenges so far.
Got it. Great, Shubham. So now, one more thing I just want to, I see one pattern, Shubham, even you are into data science, means I'm not getting into deployment. Why? In the sense, deployment is not a cup of all the data scientists. That's a kind of... means like if you want, we can, or we have the teams who can handle the deployment. That's not required. But I feel one small pattern everywhere. Like most of you, you said one, I love one point which you quoted. Like we need to understand what columns are telling to us or what column is trying to speak with us. I love that line which you spoken. Means like that seriously. But what most of the people do is whenever we get a data, they just import it and do some pandas commands or some kind of regular things, right? And that's pretty different from real time. And even most of the people still believe we spend 70 to 80% time on data cleansing and rest of the 30% or 40% we spend on other. So how exactly you say this kind of statements? Do you seriously, what is your take on it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think with this particular statement, I'm very honest that how it has been a key. Definitely 70 to 80% of time, if we spend in our data, we are trying to understand how better it becomes in terms of building that particular solution. So if I have to take a basic different example here in terms of understanding how we learn, let's say any particular technique, let's say if we are trying to learn a skill of cricket, if we do not do a good net practice at our grounds, we will not be able to come up very well in the ground when we come. So in terms of finding challenges, we can do all the, we can identify all the problems and challenges while we are doing a net practice, which is called as a data exploration exercise in terms of data oriented solution, data analytics solution. So we can find out those challenges. And if we spend that 70 to 80% percentage of time diligently in net practice or while doing a data exploration activity, I think we are going to through and win the match later. So that is something I totally agree with the fact that, yes, it we spend 70 to 80% of time on data cleansing. And the way we say that, yes, every ball is important. Yes, every column is also important in our data. And if I have to talk about how the columns are going to speak to us, I can talk about one particular example. Let's take an example of when we were talking about the question of solving a particular analysis of how many people are going to churn out in my system in next month. So in this particular scenario, if we try to understand what is the age distribution of my customers. So if I'm trying to understand that particular scenario from my data, that currently what kind of customer base I have, if I want to understand what age group they lie in. So I would be trying to understand that particular using a distribution analysis. I would see the nature of the graph. How it is distributed across. And if I have to talk about certain statistics statistics terms which would help us here, it will be, I would say, that mean, median, mode, the general ones, and then a percentile distribution across 0 to 100 percentile, how the numbers are looking like, what is the range of the data, what is the kurtosis, what is the skewness of the data, so that it will help us identify what kind of customer base I currently have so that I can build the hypothesis according to that. And then I can move on towards the development of my solution. And then business will be oriented to take care of these age group people, because this is what my solution was saying that. And I know about the data, what, how the customer base is currently we have and what kind of decisions can be taken later.
Wow, great. Shubham. So now, finally, like what you want to just speak with anyone who is trying to, means like your words for anyone who is trying to get into data science or who is already into data science, like your any few things which you want to share, you can just, so that that would be a helpful thing for their preparation or anything.
Mm-hmm. I think, yeah, being curious and inquisitive to learn something new is what is the key to move on in a career path of a data science. And starting with the right things is something which is going to be helpful very much. Starting with the right things, right mentors, right technologies, I think that is something which is a very key point in terms of understanding how the data goes, how the career path of a data scientist is going to look like. So yeah, this is something which I can think of at the top of my mind as one particular point.
And one more small, I'm asking you. So if any of the people, even let's take my learners who are interested to get some mentorship from you, are you ready to give some mentorship to them? What you say, Shubham? I feel you are good in data science. That's what seriously I felt after the conversation. So what do you feel? You are free or you get served anytime?
Yes. I think I'm absolutely in for this particular thing because I always, whatever I have learned so far, I would like to pass on that particular knowledge and try to understand what the new learners are picking up, try to understand what they are learning so that it is, to be very honest, a selfish decision to be on a give and take side. But yes, I definitely love mentoring and helping people what their career path going to be in terms of data science. And yes, happy to help there. Yeah.
Sure, Shubham. Thank you so much, Shubham, for your wonderful time. Right.
No worries, Kant. Yeah, I think it's a great catch-up. All right.
Right.